Okay, Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 15. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Next slide, please. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight."
ルカの福音書16章10節から15節まで。小さなことに忠実な人は大きなことにも忠実です。小さなことに不忠実な人は大きな責任を与えられても忠実に果たすことはできません。この世の富も任せられない人にどうして天にある本当の富を任せることができるでしょう。他人の富に忠実でなかったら、あなた方は自分の富さえ任せてもらえないのです。誰も二人の主人に仕えることはできません。一方を憎んで他方に忠実であるか、あるいは一方を重んじて他方は軽んじるようになるからです。神とお金の両方に仕えることはできないのです。何よりもお金に目のないパリサイ人たちは、当然のことながらこの話を聞いてイエスをあざけりました。そんな彼らにイエスはおっしゃいました。あなた方は人前ではいかにも上品でうやうやしい態度をとっています。しかし神はあなた方の悪い心をお見通しです。いくら人の目をごまかし、称賛を受けても神には憎まれるのです。
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start our message with a prayer. Father, go ahead, sorry. Father, we thank you so much for today. We just pray, Father, a blessing over Israel. Lord, we pray for their protection. We pray for their peace, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father. Father, we ask for your grace and mercy today as we gather. And we pray, Holy Spirit, you will help us, you will counsel us, you will lead us, you will guide us into all truth. You would be the one who convicts our hearts, and you will transform our lives, Lord, from glory to glory to look more like you. Father, we pray this in your Son's precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have an unusually heavy heart today, and I really don't know why.
なぜか今日は、心臓が少し重く感じてしまうんですけれども、いまだにちょっと理由がわからないです。
It's not because of the message, because we've been doing this message for quite a while now.
おそらく、このメッセージが原因ではないと思います。なぜならば、このメッセージをもう数週間にわたってすでにお話しているから。
But I think it might have to do with something that's going on in Israel.
もしかすると、イスラエルで今起こっている出来事に起因しているのかもしれない。
The Jewish people in general, I'm not too familiar with what's going on with the nuclear possibilities with Iran, but I know that that's a cause for concern for many people, not just Jewish people, but including Jewish people.
つい最近イランとアメリカの間でちょっとした条約が結ばれたんですけれども、それに対する、ユダヤ人の方、そしてイスラエルの人たちの方の反応によって、私の心臓が重くなってしまっているのではないかと私は思っています。
I feel the Lord saying look to the east, and you know we're on the west coast, so everything's to the east of us, but east you know, Washington, but East also Jerusalem. I think those are obviously in the news right now, but I think as Christians, we should also be watchful and prayerful.
神様からの啓示を私は受けることができまして、どうやら東を見ろという啓示を受けました。しかしながら、ここはもう西の海岸の近くなので、東を見ろと言ったらもうほとんどの州を見ろと言っているのと同義なのではないかと私は思っています。しかしながら、もちろんエルサレムも東に存在しているので、そういった意味でも、東、神様からの啓示として東を見ろという言葉を聞いたが聞こえたのではないかと私は思っています。
So, gosh, sorry. I don't know whether just to do my message, you know, or speak what's on my heart, but one thing is for sure, let's keep Israel in our prayer, let's keep the Jewish people in our prayer.
ここのパワーポイントにあるお話をするべきか、あるいは私の心の中で今思っていることをお話しするべきか、ちょっと悩んでいるんですけれども、とりあえず確実に言えることは、イスラエルの人たち、イスラエルの方々、ユダヤ人の方々を私たちの祈りの中に留めておく必要があるということです。
Amen. So we've been doing a series on Love the Lord Your God. That's obviously not new to anybody, the idea of loving the Lord Your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. I wanted to continue talking about competing loves, loves that may be vying for our attention. And here it says on the next slide, just the danger of money. And it says, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
先週に引き続き、神である主を愛せるということに関するお話をさせていただきたく思います。そしてそれに関して最も重要なことは、神以外にどういった誘惑が存在するかという話を先週させていただきました。その一つがお金です。こちらを読んでいただければ分かるように、誰も二人の主人に仕えることはできません。一方を憎んで他方に忠実であるから、あるいは一方を重んじて他方を軽んじるようになるからです。つまり神以上にお金を愛してしまうのであれば、それは神様を憎んでいるのと同義なのだということなんです。
Last week we talked about making financially based decisions versus faith-based decisions, and that's on the next slide. And today, I want to take a look at servant attitude versus steward attitude, the idea of having a servant attitude when we're dealing with money, or a steward attitude when we're dealing with money.
先週は金銭面でのコストに基づいた判断 VS信仰に基づいた判断の違いについてお話しさせていただいたんですけれども、今週は、この2番目、つまり、使いとしての、判断の仕方 VS、管理者としての判断の仕方についてお話しさせていただきたく思います。
And on the next side, as we can see in 1 Timothy 6:10, it says, For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. And the idea was, when we live our lives strictly by making financially based decisions, our lives will be filled with what's called many pangs, or filled just with a lot of trouble when we seek money and make decisions based on money.
テモテの手紙第16章10節には、お金を愛することはあらゆる悪の根源です。中にはお金を愛するあまり信仰を捨て神様から離れてしまった人もいます。おかげでそんな人は我が身を差し通す激しい悲しみに襲われるのですと書いてあります。だからもし私たちが、神様の信仰以上にお金を愛してしまうのであれば、 それは私たちが我が身を差し通すような激しい悲しみに襲われてしまうのと同義だということなんです。
However, if we live making faith-based decision, and I'm not going to explain all this to you today because that was last week's sermon, but just saying if we make faith-based decisions and live on faith, the fruit of it is, I believe, the same as the fruit of the Spirit, which is on the next slide, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. How many of us can use a little bit more love, or a little bit more joy, or a little bit more peace? Can we all not use a little bit more of those? And I believe when we live by the Spirit and make faith-based decisions, this is the fruit of our decisions.
もし私たち金銭的なコストを元にした判断ではなく、信仰を元にした判断を行うことができるのであれば、私たちの心は愛、喜び、不安、忍耐、親切、善意、誠実、柔和、そして自制に満たされると、聖書は約束してくれています。
So today I want to talk about servant versus steward. And as we see in Luke 16, it says, Jesus in 11:12, it says, "If then if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will trust you, entrust to you the true riches?" And here we see that Jesus is equating material possessions here on earth as unrighteous wealth, and treasures and heaven as true riches.
ルカの福音書16章11節から12節には、この世の富も任せられない人にどうして天にある本当の富を任せることができるでしょう。他人の富に忠実でなかったら、あなた方は自分の富さえ任せてもらえないのですと書いてあります。この、一文から察することができるように、この地上に存在する富というのは正しくない富なんです。そして天国に存在する富こそが私たちが求めるべき正しい富だということなんです。
I guess it's safe to say Jesus was not afraid to lose people in his church.
少なくともここからは察することができることは、イエス様は自分の教会から人が亡くなってしまうことを恐れていなかったということです。
He says hard things at times, and he just puts it out there, and he is unapologetic about it.
自分が言っていることを包み、オブラートに包まず直接言いたいことを言うというのがイエス様のやり方だ。
Here, we see that Jesus sees material possession here as unrighteous wealth.
この地上に存在する、富は、正しくない富だと言っています。
However, he does ask us to be faithful with it.
しかしながら、たとえ正しくなかったとしても、私たちはその富をただ、捨ててしまえばいいとは言っていません。
That is to say, as I talk about money today, I do want you to get the feel that I'm not saying, you know, throw away your money, it's evil, but be careful. What I want to get across is be careful how you treat money or how you view money.
私が言いたいことは一つです。ただお金が神様より下に存在するべきだからといって、それを全て捨ててしまわなければならないというわけではなく、お金の使い方に細心の注意を払うべきだと私は言っているんです。
Now let me ask you, how do you view money? Is it something that is yours? Is it something in your value system is very high? And to be blunt, do you serve money? Are you a servant of money?
皆さんはお金はどれくらいの価値があるものだと 思っていますか？もしかするとあまりにもお金の価値を高めすぎているがゆえにお金に使えてしまっているのではないでしょうか？
Most of us here are sitting would say, absolutely not, right? I mean, and that's the right answer. None of us in our right minds would say, yes, I am a servant of money. I don't think anyone would say that.
皆さんの中のほとんどの方々は、お金には使えているわけがないじゃないかと、おっしゃると思います。そしてそれは正しい答えです。なぜならば、お金よりも神様を上に置くべきであって、お金に使えることは、この地上にある富を、に使えてしまっていることと同義だからです。
Although we may like money, we would probably never say, I love money and that I am a servant of money.
もしかすると、皆さんの中でお金が好きな方はいらっしゃるかもしれません。しかし、お金を愛してしまって、お金に使えてしまっている方はいらっしゃらないのだと私は思っています。
I want to say that unless we're careful, we can become servants of money rather than stewards of money. Let me explain that now.
しかしながら、私たちは気をつけなければ、私たちはお金に使えてしまって、お金の管理者になることができないのだと私は思っています。そしてそれについて今回は説明させていただきたく思います。
When we're servants of money rather than stewards of it, I believe it reflects in our attitude towards ourselves. I think it reflects in our attitudes towards others. And I think it reflects in our attitude towards God.
もし私たちがお金に使えるようなものになってしまったとき、私たちは自分たちとの接し方、人との接し方、そして神との接し方にもそのお金に使えてしまっているという事実が明確に現れてしまうと思います。
Concerning ourselves, I think if we're servants of money, we value ourselves depending on the material wealth we possess or we seem to have possessed.
もし私たちがお金に使えてしまっているのであれば、私たちは自らの価値を地上に存在する富で測ってしまうのだと。
And we treat other people accordingly. You know, the more money they have, the better we treat them. The less money they have, the worse we treat them.
そしてそれは人との接し方にも現れてしまう。お金が多い人に対しては、お金が少ない人に対する接し方よりも全然違う。
And I believe we need to be careful of that.
それは私たちが気をつけなければならないことの一つだと私は思っています。
You know, if somebody came in,from the street and they look like they came in from the street, it's important that we don't treat them according to the perception of money they have.
例えば誰かがいかにも、ホームレスみたいな方がこっち自分たちのところに来た場合、だホームレスあいかにもお金がなさそうな人だからと言ってそれ相応の接し方をしてはいけないということ。
And again, if somebody that appears to have a lot of money, I mean, imagine a billionaire walking into this place, you know, some of us may give him the royal treatment just because he's rich.
しかしながら、もし例えば億万長者の方が、私たちに接してきた場合、ただ億万長者だからという理由だけで私たちは、ちょっと、上に立っている人に接するような態度を持ってしまうことがあるかもしれない。
Because when we're servants of money, those things matter.
もし私たちがお金に使えてしまっているのであれば、そういったことをしてしまうんです。
We judge people and we put people in a pecking order, by the perception of how much wealth they possess.
その人が所持している地上の富によってどういった接し方をするか。というのを無意識のうちに私たちは考えてしまっている。
Even our attitude towards God is affected when we're servants of money.
そして私たちの神に対する接し方すらお金に目がくらんでしまったら変わってしまうんです。
I know it's a hard message. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring a hard message, but this has been on my heart. But, you know, I don't think any of us are immune to bowing our knee to money once in a while. And it's something that the church, we need to be aware of when we're doing it and when we're not doing it.
これは、私は厳しいメッセージだと自覚しています。しかしながら、皆さんの中でもやはりどうしてもお金の誘惑に、乗せられてしまう方々が必ず一度はお金の誘惑に乗せられてしまいそうになったことがあったのではないでしょうか。だからこそ私は今回このお話をしていただきたく思っているんです。
You know, I'll give you an example of my own failures. There was a time I was praying to the Lord, and I was asking the Lord for, don't judge, I was asking the Lord for $250,000.
私も過去に、神様に、1億円の4分の1のお金をくださいと祈ってしまったことがあります。
You know what they say, if you're going to pray, pray big prayers, right? But I was asking the Lord for a large amount of money, and the Lord asked me why.
私が神様に、1億円の4分の1をくださいと言った時、神様はなぜと聞いてきたんです。
And then I started, so I told him, so I could pay off all my debt, and I could serve you, Lord.
そして私は答えました。すべての借金を返してあなたに使えるためですと。
Don't that sound good?
結構良さげに聞こえませんか?
I mean, is that a bad prayer? I mean, it doesn't sound bad at all.
なんかあんまり悪くは聞こえませんよね。
You know what the Lord said back to me?
そしたら神様は何と答えられた?
He said, you don't need that much money to serve me.
そんなにお金は必要ないじゃないかと。
To serve me.
私に使えるために。
You know, sometimes when we're... You know, in this mindset of serving money, we think, oh, we need a lot of money if we want to serve God.
私たちの中には、神様に使えるためにはたくさんお金が必要と思ってしまう方も何人かいらっしゃると思います。
We put our own value and worth by the amount of wealth we may have.
私たちの価値を私たちが所持している富によって決めつけてしまう。
But how many of you know that there's a blessing...That Jesus gives to the poor.
しかし皆さんの中には、貧しい人にこそ神様の祝福が存在すると、
Amen.
ご存知な方は何人いらっしゃいますか?
Amen. He says, blessed are the poor. Straight up. He doesn't add anything behind that one. He says, blessed are the poor.
神様ははっきりとおっしゃっています。貧しい人こそ、祝福されているのだと。
Not a lot of amens for that one. it's okay. I mean, because, you know, I don't think any of us wants to be poor.
私たちも貧しくはなりたくありませんよね。
And I don't think any, Jesus specifically is asking any of us to be poor.
そしてイエス様は私たちに貧しくなってほしいとは言ってないと思います。
However, you know, as we look at lives of saints that have gone before us, such as Mother Teresa, we can truly say that was a blessed woman, can't we?
例えば、マザーテレサが私たちのために、貧乏な人たちのために、尽力したこと、このマザーテレサこそ、祝福されているのだと私たちは思うことができるのではないでしょうか。
That brings us to the second part of this. Instead of being servants of money, how to live as stewards of money.
そしてこれは私の2つ目のトピックにつながります。私たちがお金に使えずにお金の管理者になるにはどういった手法を取ればいいのかというお話です。
Being stewards of money is in the line of Jesus is both our Savior and our Lord.
まず理解するべきことは、イエス様が私たちの救世主であり、 主であるということなんです。
And when he's our Lord, he owns everything.
そして私たちの主だからこそ、すべてのものを所持なさっている。
Everything.
すべてです。
If I had $1,000,000 in my bank account, the Lord owns it all. It's not mine.
私の銀行の中に1億円入っていた。それはすべて主のものです。
Amen?
Amen.
On the other hand, if I have $1,000,000 of debt in my name, that's not mine either.
しかしながら逆に、もし私が1億円の借金をしているならば、それは私の借金ではありません。
Why? Because he is my Lord.
それはなぜか。イエス様こそ私たちの主だからです。
He paid for it all.
イエス様はすべての対価を支払ってくださった。
He paid for all of my debt.
私たちの借金を背負ってくださった。
And we love that part of Jesus, don't we?
それが私たちがイエス様を愛する理由の一つ。
But what if we come upon some money? Now it's like, oh Lord, Savior. We just like to call him Savior more than we like to call him Lord.
もしたくさんのお金に巡り合ってしまったら、救世主と私たちは呼んでしまうのではないでしょうか。
But he's our Lord. If you want him to take our debts, if you want him to take our sins, if you want him to take all of our condemnation and shame and everything,Then let's give him everything.
しかしながら、もし私たちの苦しみ、悲しみ、私たちが苦しんでいることすべてをイエス様に与えるのであれば、私たちの喜びや楽しみもすべてイエス様に与えるべきなのではないでしょうか。
Because you have been bought with a price.
なぜならば、あなた方は値段をつけられ、買われたから。
And as stewards here on earth,Jesus is asking us to be faithful.
そして私たちは管理者としてイエス様はこう言うんです。信仰を持てと。
And he wants us to be faithful with unrighteous wealth.
私たちの、本当ではない富の使い方にちゃんとした信仰を持って扱うべきだ。
But the good news is, if we're faithful with unrighteous wealth, he gives another promise. He says, it doesn't say it this way, but it's implying, I will entrust you with true riches.
もし私たちが本当ではない富の扱い方を正しく扱うことができるのであれば、本当の富をも私たちに与えてくださるとおっしゃっている。
It seems like while we're here on earth, on this fallen earth, he wants us to be stewards.
イエス様は少なくとも私たちが地上にいる間は私たち一人一人に管理者になってほしいとおっしゃっているのかと思います。
Because there will be a time when he renews all things, and in thisRenewal, the new heavens and the new earth, he wants to give us true riches.
いずれは、この世のもの、この世のあらゆるものが、地上のもの、そして天のものに分かれてしまうことがあります。そしてもし私たちが地上のものの扱い方に、地上のものを正しく扱うことができたのであれば、私たちは、地上に存在しない。本当の富をも得ることができると。
We learn to be stewards here so we could live as sons and daughters there.
地上で管理者になることによって、私たちは天国で神様の、息子、娘になることができる。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, if you look at this Luke passage in context, It's actually a pretty hard parable. It's not up on here, but if you get a chance to look at Luke 16, there's a parable in there. I'm not going to go over the parable, but go ahead and look over it on your own. Sorry, I'm rambling, so you don't have to translate all of this. All that to say is this. I think this parable, if you go back and look at it, Something that we may have to consider is the year of Jubilee when we're reading this parable.
ルカの福音書16章は実は一つの例え話になっているんですけれども、その例え話も、私は深入りはしませんけれども、ジュブリーの年、
yes.
に基づいたお話なんです。
You guys are familiar with, the year of Jubilee.
皆さんはジュブリーの年についてご存知ですか？
I shared this a little bit with some of you already, but the Jubilee is the 50th year, and on that year, all servants and slaves, debts, land that had to be sold, were returned to their original owners.
これ、ジュブリーの年というのは50年目ということを意味しているんですけれど、この時、あらゆる借金、あらゆる、奴隷や使い魔が誰かに渡さなければならないもの、すべてが元々の持ち主に返った年なんです。
So you, most of you are familiar. There was a Sabbath on the seventh day. Sabbath is Sabbath. Sorry.
皆さんも安息日についてはご存知ですよね。
Every 7 days there was a Sabbath.
7日に一度、安息日が存在していた。
And then there was what was called a Shemitah on every 7th year.
そして7年に一度、シュミータというのが存在していたんです。
Am I getting this right, Anna? Anna's, yeah. so,Shemitah, every seventh year, things were returned on the seventh year as well. Every seventh year, the land was supposed to rest, and it was a time of return as well.
そしてこの7年に一度に行われるシュミータでも、また私たちが、誰かに渡すべきものすべてが元々の持ち主に変えられた。
And then the every seventh Shemitah was the Jubilee year.
そしてジュブリーの年は、7回のシュミータにつき一度行われていたものなんです。
I bring that up because it seems if what I'm reading is correct, coming this September will be the Jubilee year.
もし私の、もし記録が正しければ、この次の9月がジュブリーの年なんです。
And so right now, until the September 13th, we're in the 7th Shemitah.
今年の9月13日までが、私の記録が正しければ、7回目のシュミータだったはずです。
What's interesting and what's been going on in some Christian circles is they've been noticing a trend of on the seventh year, there's been judgment on America.
キリスト教クリスチャンの方々の中で話題になっていることは、7年に一度どうやらアメリカに対して、神何らかの審判が下されているように思います。
Now I'm going off like on a huge bunny trail. I've just run off the topic of wealth and I'm going on something else. But what is to say is, even in the Jewish culture, they never felt like the wealth they had was supposed to be theirs. It was always supposed to be given back. So for example, if a Jewish man, he bought property from another Jewish man on the Jubilee year, he was supposed to give it back. Because that's what the Lord wanted. It was, they're supposed to be stewards.
このジュブリーの年に、あるユダヤ人の方々は、自分たちが借りているものすべてを元々の持ち主に返さなければならない、年なんです。それが今年の、9月から始まる。
I'm saying all that to say this is, we're coming into times where the church It's important for us to be watchful and prayerful for Jerusalem, for the peace of Jerusalem, and for the Jewish people.
私が言いたいこと、それはこういった時期だからこそ、エルサレムにいるユダヤ人の方々、すべての方々に対して私たちは祈るべきなんだということなんです。
That when the people of the Jewish people, God's chosen people, when they became servants of money rather than servants, stewards of money, judgment came upon the people. And it seems like in America, similar things are happening.
人々がお金の管理者になれず、お金に使えてしまったとき、神様はアメリカに審判を下すでしょう。こういったトレンドがどうやら現在行われているようです。
So we're coming up upon the next we're coming to the end of this Shemitah year, and as a pastor, I don't want to see judgment. You know, nobody wants to see judgment. But in order for judgment to be averted, there needs to be repentance.
もう少しで7回目のシュミーターの年が終わります。私は牧師としてアメリカに審判が下されるのを見たくはありません。だからこそ私たちがもしお金に使えてしまっているのであれば、悔い改めることが重要なのだと私は思っています。
Yeah, I really feel that heavy in my heart. You know, I'm not trying to set any dates. I'm not saying that on the 13th something bad's going to happen or something good's going to happen. I'm not saying after the 13th in the Jubilee year that something bad's going to happen or something good's going to happen. I am saying, though, that in God's calendar, these are very important dates. Not only that, but in terms of times and seasons, appointed times and appointed season, it seems like this year, 14 and 15, are critical years, not just for the God's people, the Jewish people, God's chosen people, but for us as the church.
ただ、こういった年だからといって、必ずしも災いが起きるとは言っていません。しかしながら、2014年、そして2015年はこういったことがある神様のカレンダーの中にはこういったイベントが記されているということを理解していただきたいんです。
I'm not going to get into blood moons. I'm not going to get into what happened in 2001 and 2008. But you know, those are indicators in the literally.Indicators in the heavens, signs in the heavens, that God is on the move.
2001年、そして2008年に、ブラッドムーン。
No. Those days, significant things happened in America on those days.
アメリカの中で、非常に、重要な出来事が起こった年。
And the blood moons are happening on high feast days, high Jewish feast days, 2014-2015.
そしてこういった現象も2014年、そして2015年、ユダヤ人の祭りの日に行われているんです。
Well, let's pray.
では、祈りましょう。
Father, we thank you so much for your grace over our lives. Father, I pray we would be watchful and prayerful. Even, Lord, especially these next couple of weeks, Lord, Lord, we just pray for your mercy. We just pray, Father, that there would be
humility, even repentance, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God. Father, if another country does have nuclear capabilities, we pray that they would use it for good and not for evil. We pray even for the Jewish community here in Tucson, Lord. As they mourn till this evening, as they fast and mourn, Lord, we just pray for just a revelation of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask, Jesus, you would return, you would come soon. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We ask that you would return soon, that you would return with the government on your shoulders, Lord, that you would renew all things, that you would make a new heaven and a new earth, Lord, that you would remove sin, Father, that you would crush and destroy death. Thank you, Lord Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I mentioned a holiday is a, I'm not going to say this right, but it's Tish Abav or something like that in the Jewish holidays. I don't think I said that right, but it's the day, it's interesting how coincidentally, you know, it's on the cusp of Iran either getting nuclear capabilities or not, but it's a day of mourning, or they started yesterday evening and they end today, but it's a day of mourning for the destruction of the temple and just the destruction of, or the death of Jewish people in general. It's a fast, they're fasting and mourning. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't want to be one of those crazy pastors, you know, that says this and that is going to happen and nothing happens. I'm sure Jonah felt that way when he says, you guys are going to be destroyed and nothing happened. I don't know if you guys get that reference, but you know, I believe we're on some obviously just scary times in the world event. In America, I don't think feel it as much or understand it as much, but on the world stage, it's pretty scary what's going on. And as the church, we actually do have power and authority, amen? And what the church comes into agreement with, it will be released on earth. And what the church binds in on earth, what is bound in heaven, and the church agrees with that, will be bound on earth. And whatever is loosed in heaven, as the church agrees with that, will be loosed on earth. So let's, next couple weeks, let's just be in agreement with heaven. And remember that God's chosen people, God is not through with them yet. He is not through with the Jewish people yet. All of Israel will be saved. I don't know how that looks, but the call of God is irrevocable. And as a church, it's important that we understand that. And we're grateful for the Jewish people. And we honor them. And if you have Jewish colleagues, friends, let them know we're praying for you.
don't try to shove Jesus down their throat, you know. They don't like that. They do, I believe they do appreciate prayer though, and just sensitivity to where they are right now. Apparently, you know, there's just a lot of turmoil within the Jewish community concerning the nuclear capabilities of Iran. You know, some are for it, some are against it. Obviously, there's just always going to be something like that, but there needs to be just peace. Peace of Jerusalem. Sorry, I'm just rambling. You want to translate? No, I'm just kidding.
Aki.
Yes.
I think it's very important that you not apologize for what you're saying. I am very pleased to hear my pastor share how serious our world situation is right now, and how you've explained and communicated the timeliness of what's happening to the Jewish people in relationship to the Bible. It just so happens that I saw a video, and I shared this at Bible study, the men's Bible study. It's just incredible what has happened to God's chosen people. I am, as you just said, that they're not. God is not finished with the Jewish people, and nobody knows but God what is actually going to happen to mankind and the Jewish people being God's chosen people. What does that actually mean? It's very serious what's happening today.
Yeah, you know, I'm in no position to talk about a lot of these things just because I lack the information to talk about it. But it's something that I hope, if you have spare time, you will look into it yourself. Whether I'm wrong or whether I'm right, that you'll judge it for yourself. So check out what's happening every 50 years. Check out what's been happening every 7 years. And see what the Bible tells us about the significance of these feast days, these high holidays. You know, in the Bible, it calls them appointed times. God-appointed times. And so it's something as Gentile Christians, we often overlook and aren't aware of it, but as more and more Jewish Christians bring these things to light, we get a bigger picture, a clear picture of why God has these things in the scriptures. Why does God talk about these things? Why are they celebrated in scripture? And so hopefully this will just whet your appetite to want to know more, but more importantly than being curious, to be more prayerful. Watchful and prayerful. Those are so important as for us as believers and as children of heaven. Anyways. With that, we have... this is not a smooth transition at all. Sorry, guys. But thank you, Phil. Today we'd like to install stewards of JCCT, those who would and prayerfully steward JCCT well as deacons, and those who were voted on to become deacons are Junko Gabriel in alphabetical order. Junko Gabriel, Phil Gabriel, Kazuo Yoshida, Evelyn Yanagihashi, and Min Yanagihashi. And so, can I ask the deacons to come up? I would just like to ask you, church, if you can be faithful in praying for these stewards of ours.